It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps. We're talking about drones in this hour. And maybe you've heard that Amazon wants to develop a fleet of delivery drones. Apparently, 2 days shipping isn't fast enough for some people. Drones could cut delivery time down to just half an hour. Amazon's serious about this. The company's even asked the FAA for permission to test out the concept. So what would that look like? Listener Sandra Chisti gives us a glimpse in her short story called Drones Gone Wild.
The delivery drones went rogue on December 26th. Maybe it was all the overload from holiday gifts, returns, and exchanges. Maybe it was a computer virus, or maybe it was just technology developed too fast and too cheap, used by too many people. I called up a drone to return a very unique and hideous Christmas sweater my Aunt Melinda gave me. I love my aunt, but sometimes she still thinks of me as a 5-year-old. The drone arrived, on time, at 6 p.m., but with a delivery. Just about everything I bought was delivered by drones, so I took the package, opened it, kind of confused. It was an assault rifle with a laser scope and ammunition clips. The drone hovered outside my door, its delivery confirmation button glowing.
Please confirm delivery.
I didn't order this. I ordered a pickup, not a delivery.
Please confirm delivery.
It seemed angry. It was kind of nuts. I didn't order this. I ordered a pickup for return. Clutching the rifle and accessories with one arm, I held up the sweater in the clear plastic return package. The drone swiveled toward the sweater.
Gross.
Excuse me? I just want to return it. I don't want this either. It's a mistake. I was still clutching the rifle against my chest.
Please confirm delivery. You have 15 seconds before you are categorized as uncooperative.
What?
10, 9, 8.
There were shouts down the street. I looked and saw the evening sky was full of drones. Some were from the local drugstore, others from fast food places. Most of them were the cheap, unmarked generic drones, like the one hovering on my porch. A scream came from two houses down. I turned back to the delivery drone, and a flexible tube was emerging from underneath it. A red light glowed at the hollow end. I looked down at my shirt. A laser target glared over my heart.
5, 4, 3...
Wait, is this some kind of joke? I dropped the sweater and pressed the confirm delivery button.
2, 1...
I pressed the button again, squinting, clutching the rifle.
Delivery confirmed. Thank you for using Drones Unlimited.
It spun away and got lost among the other drones above my neighborhood. I shut the door, locked it. I turned on the TV, but only got the static network logos. Then the lights flickered, they dimmed, and went out. I went to the front window and looked outside. The entire street was dark, except for the whirling lights of delivery drones. A neighbor ran down the street, holding up a rake to fight off a drone that was chasing him. The drone backed off, but then another one came at him from the side. I turned away from the window, closed the curtains, and stumbled into the dark kitchen. I dug through the junk drawer and found a flashlight and sat on the floor to read the instruction manual that came with the rifle.
Drones Gone Wild. Our story was written by listener Sandra Chisti and performed by Sarah Nix and Doug Gordon, with sound design by Brittany True.